Steve and Jill here.
Hey.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from beautiful southern Arizona.
Today, Jill and I talk about structuring infill lot development deals with home builders. And it's infill lot, I-N-F-I-L-L. It's pretty funny because I've heard people call it infield.
Oh.
And infill.
Infill.
I-N-F-U-L? Or something.
F-O-O-L. Infold. Unfold.
So you're filling in a lot between two houses.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk all about that. If there's a deal we're involved in, that's pretty pertinent. But before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Hey, and by the way, if you are a Land Academy member, you can also find us on Discord. So Julius wrote, "Hi everyone, my name is Julius and I'm just jumping into land investing 100% fresh. I had been thinking about it for my own personal property purchases for a while now, but after some research found this business model to be rather incredible."
Good.
Yeah, you're right. "I'm currently a grad student, so I'm in the process of saving up to join Land Academy, and I have some extra capital for my actual mailers and deals when that time comes. So my question is this. For someone who is totally new, how would you recommend someone who has a couple months to prep, make the most of their time doing so before diving in? What are some good resources to really map out the process and maybe even get a feel for searching for, scrubbing, and playing with some data? I'd also be super grateful to get the chance to speak with someone who's been through it to see how they learn from those first steps. In any case, it's a pleasure to be here and very excited to start. Thanks very much and wishing everyone all the best. Cheers, Julius." Oh, that's awesome. You want to answer first?
Yeah,
answer?
I mean, Land Academy is very much like Alcoholics Anonymous.
Oh my gosh. Not at all what I was going to say.
You're in a group, and there's some steps to complete before you can kind of, get a chip.
Move forward.
Instead of getting a chip, you get a big bank balance.
Or a deed.
And then if you're lucky, you can find somebody who will, on a personal one-to-one basis, mentor you.
Just like your sponsor. Mentor. We call it mentor. Some call it sponsor. Pick a word. Oh, my gosh.
Jill's going to answer.
Well, I was going to say, you're doing everything right. Start communicating.
That's what I think, too, yeah.
Communicate with everyone. Okay, yeah, if you don't know Excel, get to be a whiz in Excel. You don't have to know exactly what we're scrubbing. Just get really good at maneuvering and not looking at the keys when you're using Excel. That's a lot of it. I think that there's so much out there. Listening to this show is one. There's so much free content that you and I put out over the years now, 5 going on 6 years, that you can really get a lot of information right there. So I would just, spend time listening, watching, following, writing, communicating, and then you're going to get a real good idea, enough that you think, like, I got this. But wait for it. When you're ready and you join, it's going to put all the little moving parts in place, and you're going to know, oh, I put this before that, and then I do this, and that's the nuances I really need to know about that. Because it's impossible here for you and I to really, we kind of do, but it just puts it all in place and spells it out.
I can tell how this is written, how you're presenting yourself, the fact that you're a grad student.
Mm-hmm. You're saving money.
You're saving money, and I would encourage this for anybody, regardless of age or search circumstance, do a ton of research before you ever decide to plop some money down with anything.
Right.
Anything. I don't care if you're buying a convenience store. So your timing's great. The biggest reason, when we do exit interviews, when people, when they rarely do, but they do leave Land Academy,
right,
the vast majority of the time that they leave is because they had some life event. It's not because, they couldn't send mail out, or they didn't understand it, or there was some big, huge roadblock, or it was just because one of their parents passed away, or just a life event happened, and they couldn't devote the time that they originally thought they could.
It's funny. So many people that they don't really leave; they go on pause, and then they come back.
Right. Here's the steps, really quickly, for you and everybody else. You find a county or a zip code where you think people are going to respond to a lower priced offer. We use what's called a red, green, yellow test for that, and if you want details on this, just continue to ask questions and land investors like you are. When you when it passes those tests or you find a location and that it passes, you download data from Jill and I are licensed providers for the three large data companies in the country. Download the data and get an offer out in the mail with a very specific price to thousands and thousands of people. And you know, playing the averages, we've got sent millions and millions of offers out. 400,000 or 500,000 offers our group sends out all over the country every month. So, and with massive success. So it's, mm-hmm. you know, it's all about how much time you develop to it. And if you have, hopefully when you graduate or right before you do, you can work this in. Because this is a perfect time in your life. I'm a massive proponent of doing life things in order. So you don't want to get married when you're 17 and have three kids, graduate from high school, and then try to go to college and have a career. That's backwards, you know. And smart people can get themselves out of that. Mm-hmm. Smart, dedicated people. That's like, true. Boy, I'm not sitting here telling you I did even half of that right. But we're sitting here for a reason. So mm-hmm. you have a huge, huge advantage is my point.
So the other thing I was going to say too, Julius, is, you know, because you're just trying to get, you're just trying to get, grasp your head, get a little head before you dive in. I understand that. Start watching markets too. Start paying attention to where people are going and why. Start watching trends. Start watching where land. You could start watching and learning like, oh, look at all these 5 to 10 acres over here. They sell really fast. And start getting ideas where you're going to send mail out when you're ready to pull the trigger.
Great. I mean, there's tons and tons of stuff that you can do.
Yep.
Today's topic, structuring infill lot development with builders. This is the meat of the show.
Well, now we defined infill lot. I-N-F-I-L-L. It's funny how many people even, they even spell it wrong all the time. They'll say it right and they spell it wrong. I'm like, okay. Two L's.
I completely understand.
Yeah.
There's infill lot opportunities all over this country. There's people in our group that are dedicated to them. And we, while I don't, in a dedicated manner, necessarily send out dedicated, well, we have in the past with a lot mm-hmm. of success. We're more recreational land. That's just our staple, or like ranches and stuff. Infill lots, we're starting to see a lot of deals because this is such a hot market, come through on our deal funding side. And one deal which we're involved in is a multi-unit deal in a small town in the Southwest that's just on fire. The market's on fire. And the people that own all the props, one owner, are retiring. And we're lucky enough, they're all contiguous lots in a subdivision that's completely developed except these lots. So rather than Jill and I writing a check, this is actually the meat of the show. This is how we're structuring it. I went to the developer of all the other, there are two or three other builders in there, I should say builders. And I went to them and said, we control these lots and we would like to cut a deal with you where we make 5% of the sale price of the property when it's done, when you're done building it. And for that, you will not have to come up with any cash for the land. And so the regular sale price that we would have sold to the developer, believe me, they're jumping up and down. Mm-hmm. They don't have to come up with any money for the land. Mm-hmm. They only have to go get construction financing, or in one case, the guy's got the money to do it. Build the house, sell it, pay us what we originally were asking, which is a pretty high profit margin on the lot anyway, plus 5% of the top line. So the math is fantastic for mm-hmm. everybody. It's a huge win-win for everyone. The sale price is the same as it would have been for all the other properties in the subdivision. Those properties are real easy to
value. I'm going to interview you here in a second.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you find these builders?
Oh, you just go to the county and you look up. It's very easy to find because they had to pull permits. The development company, the vertical development company for the properties had to pull permits to get it to build. So and their phone number's in there and everything. It's incredibly simple.
How did you reach out to them initially?
I called, and in one case I emailed their email addresses in there and said, we've just got a hold of the rest of the properties in Subdivision X. I know you built 14. It was very specific. I know you built 28 of these yourself, and the price ranges were from X to Y, because you can do all this research extremely high level of accuracy. you know, some people drop the phone when you call them with a phone call like this. They don't, people aren't used to that level of, it's the same reason our mailers work.
Isn't that funny? Some people are, that's some of the hangups. It's just, how do I reach out to these people? You pick up the phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that hard. And then really quickly, early on, state who you are, what's going on, what deal you have. And then, like you just said, watch them go, hold on a moment. Like, everybody leave my office. I got to take this call. kind of thing.
So we're going down the path, and that's kind of a structure. You know where I got this idea? From movie stars. Because Tom Hanks and some of the A-list movie stars, they don't take salaries anymore. They want a percentage of the revenue.
It's true.
So we were when you tell a developer, hey, you don't have to pay for any land, or you don't have to deal with the land. I'm the land person. We got it covered.
Don't deal with it now. We'll deal with it later.
Yeah, just pay me when it's sold.
Yeah.
I'll take the risk with you.
Uh-huh.
They jump out of their chair.
Yeah.
Because land, it's hard. If you ask any builder anywhere, the only reason they're not building a 7 million more units right now is because they can't find the land or structure land deals, or they don't know how to talk to landowners.
That kind of thing too.
So we'll net probably 1.2 on this when it's done. And it should be done, let's just say a year from now. I think it might be less because they're contiguous lots. So they're going to take them down in like 5 to 8 unit tranches.
It's awesome. I'm trying to think of other questions I want to ask you. Did you need an attorney to get this paperwork done? Okay.
Hell yes.
All right.
And they have one too.
Okay, cool.
That's a good question.
Thank you very much. I'm trying to think, what does everybody want to know about this? What is the risk?
Jill really doesn't know about this deal. I mean, what is it?
I'm having
fun. We do separate
stuff. What's the risk?
The risk is this. The market may stop, but I don't see that as a risk.
You must see what I see, by the way. Here's why I don't see it as a risk. Because you control the asset, you hold the land. Anything they do on that land, if there's any risk and they change their mind and back out, great. Now I've got the land and a slab and plans.
And a half-built house.
And everything. And so I'm sure you write that into the contract. So that's like, hey, if anything goes sideways, it's mine. You know,
right.
You have the appliances, but the rest of the that stays with me. So.
And on the flip side of that, the developer gets to walk away.
Right.
They don't.
No one's going to sue.
No one's suing. That's right.
Right.
So whatever he is only lost, whatever he's put into it, mm-hmm. and his subcontractors, and that's for them to deal with, not me.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
We got lucky to get good. We're in a high. The state we're doing this in is in a very high development state. Like if you're going to do this in Indiana, it'd be tough. It's just not. The Midwest has not classically seen the surge of. Of development, SFR development.
Right. So you're picking hot areas where days on market are obviously low and they're running out of inventory.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, this is a deal funding deal, so it came to us.
Yeah. Did I miss anything?
I don't think so. I mean, this is not the longest episode in the world, but, here's the thing. This is really what I can close on this. Geez, Steve, don't you tell us to not veer.
From what you do.
Yeah.
Is this something shiny? What are you thinking?
Are you... what's next? Golf courses? Are you going to buy marina?
Yep.
Multifamily properties? No. This is a land deal. This is a land deal in a crazy hot market that, you know, my first choice... I could very easily say, we're buying these properties, all these properties for 800 grand. We're going to sell them for 1.6, make 800,000 bucks. We're going to sell them to these developers. They would go get financing. They would do all this stuff and take all the risk, and we would be cashed out, and that's it. So, or I could say, I'm going to get that money anyway. I'm going to take the risk. I'll wait a year. I don't care. We have the properties are all tied up. And I'm going to get 6% on top of whatever 600 times 20 is. It's a lot. So... 600 times 2 million. No, 600 times 20, yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
It's a great deal for us, and I'm happy to take the risk. And the builder could not be happier.
Awesome. Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week. You can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the Land Academy Show is called Personal Career Advice from Stephen and Jill. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
I can't wait to hear what you have to say about that tomorrow. I think we're going to have different things. I know we're going to have different things.
Well, it's kind of like Julius's thing here. We're just going to expound on that.
Cool. That's super cool. If you need access to any sort of ownership or property details, including owner phone numbers and FEMA flood overlays, check out neighborscoop.com. Can't even say that today. neighborscoop.com. Created by investors, that's us, for investors like you. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.